This summer, I brought my 5-year-old niece, Navy, to work with me for a day. That day, I was leading our noonday Wednesday Eucharist. I found the smallest acolyte robe that St. Mark's owned to add an officialness to her role as my shadow. As soon as we sat down after the opening prayer, she excitedly asked, "When do we get to the bread?" I let her know we had a few more prayers and readings to say first. Noonday Eucharist is in our smallest chapel, All Saints Chapel. There is no such thing as a private conversation in that space, and so the questions that followed were for everyone. During the reading, "When do we get to the bread?" A few more minutes. After the prayers, "When do we get to the bread?" "Not quite yet, Navy." Then we shared the peace with everyone there. "When do we get to the bread?" "Now is the time." Navy followed me to the altar and stood by me while I set the table and told our sacred stories as followers of Jesus. She wiggled with her excitement to finally get to the point she was waiting for, and she asked questions about what I was doing. We blessed the bread. We distributed the bread. We ate the bread. It was a holy moment. When people ask me about my Christmas traditions, I mention delighting in being here in St. Mark's, worshiping with you all on Christmas morning. A common response is, "Do people go to church on Christmas Day? Why?" They do, as those of us gathered here know, and I wonder what brings you here. My quick answer for people is that I appreciate the peace of Christmas Day. I look forward to hearing the beginning of the Gospel of John read in our community. My full answer is about the gift that Navy gave me this summer: holy interruption. Prayerfully presiding at noonday Eucharist is a ritual for me that is much like dancing. I move and pray with familiar words in the same way every week. There is joy in the routine, and there is a sense of nearness to God. Like all routines, sometimes it needs to be interrupted. Navy changed the beat that day. With her excitement and question, she pointed my attention to the mystery of the bread in a new way. I presided that service wanting to experience it through her eyes, wanting to live some of that young excitement about what's going on when we share bread. Christmas, this short 12-day season, is about holy interruption in our lives. Yesterday, Christmas Eve, we shared the story of God as a baby in Bethlehem. Babies are beautiful, vulnerable, disruptive creatures. Today, we heard John's words read by Terry. These poetic words can lull us with their images of God as Word in creation, God as light in the darkness, God here among us. If we let them sink into our being, if we let them work within our souls, they will disrupt our lives. This year, for me, the line that I can't seem to shake is, "Without the word, not one thing came into being." Not one thing came into being without our Creator God. Every one of us has a spark of the holy within themselves. You, me, our family, our friends, those who warm our hearts and those who chill our hearts, those who we embrace with hugs and those who we'd rather shake our fist at, they all came into being through God's actions. To acknowledge this interrupts the stories that we hear, share, and live of false dichotomies, those who are good and those who are bad, those who are right and those who are wrong, those who are deserving and those who are not, those who are on our side and those who are not. Recognizing the holy in everyone does not excuse harmful actions or poor choices. It calls us into something much harder, to seek the holy in ourselves and in all others. To proclaim and truly mean in community with those that are different than us, that you are a beloved child of God, and I am a beloved child of God, and this is where we start. This calls us out of our inclination to despair in what the other is doing and sit in our despair in inaction. It calls us instead to focus on God's story and embrace the holy practice of hope. Hope is a stubborn spiritual practice that thrives where God's sacred stories are told and lived. Hope is a space where God can move and act within ourselves, our communities, and the world. Hope calls us to name the brokenness we see in the world and share and live an alternative story, a story where God calls all of us to cross boundaries, where God calls us to knock down walls, where God interrupts our routines in order to move among us. And so we start with the first step this Christmas Day morning, wondering where God is interrupting our routines and calling us into the world in a new way. As we follow, may we embrace the childhood excitement and remember why we are about to share bread at this table. God lived among us. God lives within us. God is here. May all of our Christmases be merry, full of hope and disruption.